This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya wal mursaleen Nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira amma ba'd. On the board, brothers and sisters, we have Ashab al-Thuluthayn, those who are entitled to how much of the inheritance? 2/3. In the previous class we took those who are entitled to how many or how much of the inheritance? Quota. And also? Last lesson. And what else did we take? Huh? Took a quarter and also, what other fraction? Eighth. Do you remember? Took an eighth as well. The class before that we took which fraction? Half. Excellent. I need somebody, inshallah ta'ala, to come to the front of the class and give me all of the conditions. All of the conditions for those who are entitled to half of the inheritance. Because what we learnt in that class, the conditions pertaining to those who are entitled to half will come in extremely, extremely handy in this class. This is why I said it's very, very important that one memorizes the conditions that we mentioned in that class. Okay, how many categories of people are entitled to half?
Five.
Tafadhal.
So there's five conditions. Sorry, five people. Five people in each layer, you'll see. If it's the first person, they get it has one condition. Second person, second condition. So the five people are, the number one is husband, as long as the wife does not leave and no children behind. Number two is the daughter.
So as long as she doesn't leave any children behind, no. How much does she take?
We're talking about the husband, like in, he gets a half of the inheritance, as long as there's no children left behind.
So she will end up?
Who, the wife? Well, like she's dead.
Yes. So how much does the husband take?
A half.
Half, excellent.
And then...
Did you guys get that? Questions that I'm asking my teachers would ask to try and confuse us. To see whether we are...
No. So the second one is the daughter. There's two conditions. No brother or sister. The third one is the granddaughter from the son, and there are three conditions. No brother, no sister, and no one above her. The fourth condition is the full sister, and there's four conditions, which are no brother, no sister, no father, and that the disease, so the person who's dead, leaves behind no children. Number five is five conditions.
عدم الفرع الوارث يعني. طيب جميل.
نعم. And then number five, it's the half-sister. There's five conditions. No brother, no sister, no father. The dead, so the person who's died did not leave behind any children. And also that the person who's dead did not leave behind any full siblings, so brother or sister in the equation.
Excellent. You're faradi now.
Jazakallah khair.
Jabir, تعال. لا you have to come. لا come. You know how we keep saying عدم الفرع الوارث. If you have a grandchild, there can't be those who are above them. Okay? To make it a little bit easier for one to understand, I'm going to quickly draw something on the board. You guys with me? What is this? Triangle. What does that say? Can everybody see that? You have the deceased, his children, grandchildren, parents. طيب. What are the conditions for the bintul ibn? The granddaughter from, let's just say here, there is a son. Okay? The son leaves behind a daughter. You guys with me? When does the granddaughter take a half?
When she's got no siblings and there's no one above her.
Who's no one above her? We are talking about this tabaqah. How can grandchildren take something when you have children? Are you with me? When you have children. However, not in all cases will the grandchildren be left with nothing. We will come on to that inshaAllah ta'ala. However, now we were specifically speaking about Bint al Ibn. Who's Bint al Ibn? Granddaughter? From the son. Sorry, Jabir, to make you stand up, huh? Granddaughter from the son. In order for her to take half, what was one of the conditions? She has no brothers, no sisters, and there's no one above. Who are no one above? These ones. In order for her to take half, there would have to be what? No children of the deceased. Make sense? I hope inshallah ta'ala when you look at this, it will begin to make sense. This level would be considered, or would be known as, far'ul warith. Far'ul warith. Makes sense. Does that make sense? You know how we say, no brothers, no sisters. عدم المعصب وعدم المماثل. Third condition would be, عدم الفرع الوارث. There is no one above her in the pyramid in order for her to take a half. Does that make sense? If you guys didn't come last lesson, you might find it a little bit difficult to understand, but don't worry about it. اتفضل يا Sheikh Jabir, I want you to give me all of the conditions for the five categories of people who are entitled to half.
Can you?
So first one, husband.
Sisters will complain.
Okay. والمعصب والفرع الوارث أعلى منها. So if there's no brother, no sisters, and no one above her, the fourth one is الأخت شقيق. So that one's عدم
الشقيقة.
الأخت الشقيقة نعم بارك الله فيك. أحسن الله إليك شيخ. So that one's عدم المساوي والمعصب والفرع الوارث والأص Okay, now that's how I remember it. So no brothers, no sisters, no far'ul warith, no basically no children. same level. Now.
طيب هو أصحاب الثلثين. Who are those that are entitled to two thirds?
How are you going?
How many categories of people was for Ashab al-Nasf? Those who are entitled to half, how many? Five, yeah? How many guys, how many did you guys say? Five? Sure? Ashab al-Nisf. The companions of half, we'll call them. Companions of half are how many? Five. And we mentioned that there is one condition for the first, two conditions for the second, three conditions for the third, four conditions for the fourth, fifth condition for the fifth. Sahih? الزوج, the husband, just write in English. Who was the second one? Daughter. Who was the third? Granddaughter from who? A son. Granddaughter from son. Who is the fourth? Fourth sister. Who is the fifth? Half sister, sah? From whose side? Or which side? Mom and the father. Half sister. From father. Also known as Al-Ukhtu Li-Ab. Al-Ukhtu Li-Ab. How many conditions here? How many conditions here? Pretty straightforward, right? Is everybody with me? However, this time round we are not speaking about those who are entitled to half. Who are we speaking about? Those that are entitled to two-thirds. Tayyib, is the husband entitled to two-thirds in any scenario? Or in any case whatsoever? Let's take him out of the equation. However, I'm structuring it like this, so we, inshallah ta'ala, walk away with an easy way to take all this information in. How many left? Four. How many left, brothers? How many conditions for this one? This one? That's for Ashab al-Nisf. That's when they are entitled to half, right? Likewise, when they are entitled to two-thirds, there are the same amount of conditions. Which one's more, two-thirds or a half? Two-thirds? You guys sure? So which one is better for them, two-thirds or a half? Half or two-thirds? So there is a case where one daughter, she will take two-thirds? Pay attention, Prophet, yeah? When we spoke about half, you said how many conditions, Ya Ahmed? What were they? Two conditions, right? Sah? What were they? No brothers, sah? Agreed? That's when the daughter takes how much? Half. Taymiyyah takes half, right? What if now she has a sister? We need to change this up. وجود المعصب. And this scenario was the scenario of her taking half. There has to be no sisters and no brothers in the equation. When will they be entitled to two-thirds? What does it say? Add an S. You brothers with me? Sisters? So we mentioned no brothers for the half scenario. Here there has to be an extra sister. And also no brothers. Same number of conditions except that one of the conditions has been tweaked and modified. Is me Jabir? What about the granddaughter from the son? When does she take half? Good. Three conditions, right? No one above. In order for her to take half, we would have to what? Meet three conditions, صح? طيب. What were the conditions? It was all these three, صح? The same would apply here as well. You know how we mentioned no sisters, right? There has to be a sister, plus all of the other conditions that we previously took, which are written down right here. Add the S at the end. Granddaughters from the son. If there are two or more, okay, plus all the previous conditions that we took when speaking about the entitlement of half. Does that make sense so far? If you didn't come to the last lesson, you have to make sure that you watch the last lesson. But everyone who understood the previous lesson should be understanding this one as well. Sahih? What do you think? Okay, thank you. How many conditions for the four sisters? Huh? Four, sah? What were they?
My brother, my sister, my father,
and there's also no أصل الوارث من الذكور. There isn't anyone above from like her father. Sahih? We'll just say father for the time being so it makes it a bit more clear. There were four conditions. Sah, these numbers that I'm putting here are the number of conditions for half. Sah? We have the same number of conditions here as well. Except that one of the conditions has been tweaked a little bit. Instead of saying no, we say there is. instead of saying that there are no sisters, we say there is a sister. واضح؟ فهمتي؟ Two conditions, here they are. Three conditions, all of them. Four conditions, all of them. Which are the same exact conditions that we took when speaking about the entitlement of half. Except that one of them has been tweaked a little bit. How many conditions for this, brothers? Actually, was it actually last lesson that we took the half? It was the lesson before that, صح? It was the lesson before that. طيب. What were the conditions for the half sister from the father's side? No brothers, no sisters. Also, no children of the deceased. Also, no father of the deceased. What was the fifth one? No full brothers and sisters, right? Sahih? No full brothers and sisters? Okay, sure, we've already taken that. Of the deceased, that's a key term. No full brothers and sisters of the deceased. As for no brothers and no sisters, the first two conditions, we are speaking about her one, from her dad's side. And I broke down the scenario last week. Remember what I said, and I'll repeat it again, inshallah ta'ala, for the sake of solidification. Okay? I have a father called Sharif. And my mother is called Khadija. Let's just say that they separated. Sharif, may Allah give him a long life upon ta'ah, upon obedience, he decides to marry. Sahih? Mr. Sharif and with his wife, they end up having children. They have a son called Abdul Hadi and a daughter called Salsabil. What is Abdul Hadi and also Salsabil to me? Half brothers and sisters from which side? Mom's side? That side. Tayyib, my mother, Miss Khadija, decides to remarry. She gets married and then she has a child called Abu Bakr with a new husband and also a daughter called Zahra. Or Sarah, say Sarah. What are they to me? Half brothers and half sisters from which side? Dad or mom? Mom's side. Let's go back to the dad's side. Earlier I mentioned that Mr. Sharif remarried. And then he had children. What were his children's name? What were the names of his children? Salsabil and Abdul Hadi. Abdul Hadi and Salsabil, what are they to one another? Full brothers or half brothers to one another? They are full brothers and sisters to one another. As to me, they are what? Half brothers and sisters from that side. Does that make sense? So when we talk about this half sister of mine, which in this case is who? What's her name? Salsabil. We mentioned five conditions. What were the five conditions? That she has no full sisters. Meaning there's no other full sister of hers with this new wife that my father has married. Anyone that comes from that lady that my father has married, they are Salsabil's full sisters and brothers. Make sense? So we mentioned no brothers and no sisters. Does that make sense? We also mentioned that there isn't anyone above. Remember the pyramid? You have the grandchildren, and then you have above the grandchildren who? The children of the deceased. So there are no children of the deceased. Make sense? How many conditions gone? Three. Sah? What was the fourth condition? That there's no father in the equation. Remember what we said before, the father kicks all the brothers and sisters out of the equation. If you die tomorrow and your father's alive, none of your brothers and sisters take a single penny. What was the fifth condition? There are no full brothers and sisters of the deceased. Okay? I didn't leave any full brothers and sisters behind.
in order for Salsabil, who is my half sister from my dad's side, in order for her to take half, I must not have any full brothers and sisters. Make sense? So the fifth condition was no full brothers and sisters of the deceased. Does that make sense? The way I put it on the board, I hope it's easily understood. What I did 2 weeks ago was, for each one out of the five categories of people who are entitled to half, I put the conditions right next to it. What I just did in this scenario here is, I just wrote them one after the other, but as you go down, the conditions increase. Two was what? Two conditions. Huh? Three, all these plus that. Huh? And then here, just add it. Just add it. Wadih? Hamid? Huh? That dars of half is very, very important in memorizing its conditions. Very, very important in order for you to be able to understand what we are speaking about here. Wadih? Except that in this scenario, there has to be an extra sister, an extra mu'assib. Wadih? Did everybody get that so far? Has everybody written that down? The same five that we mentioned in the lesson of half are also mentioned here, except that we kicked one of them out, which is the husband. He is not part of a thuluthain, the two-thirds. Make sense? So take him out of the equation. All the other four, they are part of it. However, they are only part of it providing all of the conditions are met that we took in the lesson of half, except that the first condition has been tweaked. Instead of saying no sister, we mentioned there has to be a sister.
How many sisters? One or more?
One or more. One or more. I hope that's clear, inshallah ta'ala. Just check, do the sisters have any questions? Yeah, Tahmeed? No, no full brothers and sisters of the deceased. No, I never said children. Children is one of them. The deceased did not leave behind any children. But that was the third condition. The fifth condition was that I did not leave behind any full brothers and sisters.
My question was, is that not included in this one?
No, same. The same conditions. Except the first condition has been tweaked. You know how we always say, no brother and no sister. No brother and no sister. We always said that, right? And in all of the scenarios, that applies in order for them to take half. However, instead of saying no sister, we're mentioning now a sister is also found in the equation. So there's now two or more. It's the exact same dars that we took when speaking about Ashabun Nisf, the companions of half. Except that the first condition has been tweaked. That's why a board when it comes to fara'id is extremely important. I wrote everything on the board previously. I've just wrote it again, hoping inshallah ta'ala that it is in a manner that can easily be understood. Make sense? The only reason why I put the husband on the board is so the numbers fall in line. Huh? Otherwise, the husband is not even part of it. When we were taught it, we were just taught, kick the husband out, khalas. The remaining four, these are the conditions. Memorize it like that. But as we go through these lessons, I'm trying to give you guys patterns in how to take all of this information in with minimal stress and headache. A lot of thought has gone into it, brothers and sisters, and how to articulate all of this information in the most easily understood manner. Okay, let's take some questions. Before we take the questions, I want somebody to come up and give me the conditions of the companions of two-thirds. Or those who are entitled to two-thirds. Ahmed. Tfandal. Are entitled to two-thirds?
The daughter.
Daughter?
As long as she has no brothers, but she has sisters.
Good.
And the granddaughter, as long as she...
From who?
From the son, Bint Ibn. As long as there's no daughters of the deceased, and she has...
But go in order. Go in order. Yeah. First, second, and... Yeah.
So she has no...
So how many conditions on this one?
The granddaughter.
Yeah.
The same conditions, which is two. Three. Afram.
So maybe the best way that we should like explain this is every time when we go through this list, we talk about the Zawj, we say Zawj is not even part of this equation, part of this Dirs. So automatically, what happens is you take him out of the equation even though they are the same five. So you got the Zawj, khalas, we took him out. Who's always after the Zawj? The husband? Who's always after him?
The daughter.
The daughter. How many conditions?
Two.
She's second in the list.
No.
Two conditions. We mentioned him. Who's third?
Granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
So she
has... How many conditions?
Three conditions.
Three conditions.
She has no brothers, no sisters, and no one above. But in this condition, in this position...
See, he's like trying to cheat, eh?
She has a sister or more.
She has a sister or more.
No.
Yeah. So she has a sister, no brother, and there are no... Children of the deceased.
Now, yeah. And the full sister, as long as...
How many conditions?
She has four conditions.
Four conditions, not four sisters, are you? Four conditions.
No.
Four conditions.
No brothers, she's got one sister or more.
Good.
No children of the deceased, and no father or above.
Good. No. So now number five.
Number five is the half-sister.
By the way, this is number five out of the... But you guys know there's only four who are part of the two-thirds, right?
No.
No.
So she has the half-sister herself has no brothers. She has one sister or more. The deceased has no children, no father or above, and the deceased has no full brothers or sisters.
No full brothers or sisters. No. Okay, excellent. You're a star, Ahmed. Sister has a question. Hi, Jama'a. We got the deceased left behind two daughters and two sons, or three sons. How much do we give the two daughters? Two out of what? Okay, what's the base number here? Well done. Well done. I was trying to catch you guys out. We've been speaking about two-thirds. And the condition was that there is more than what? One daughter in the equation. Sahih? But you guys spotted the three sons. So what do we do? Good. So the base number is out of? Sah? How much left? Six. And you give each son two out of the six, sah? Good. So I have two daughters and three grandchildren that are boys. This is going to make your head spin a little bit. So you have what? Two daughters. When do the daughters take two-thirds? How many conditions? What are the two conditions? There is sister. There's no brother. Does she have any brothers in the equation? Are there any brothers? No, there isn't. So give her right. Straight away, give her two-thirds. And then the grandchildren that are boys. What do they get? Who are they? Are they residuary beneficiaries? Or is there a specific amount that has been allocated to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Residuary beneficiaries. And by the way, remind me, I still need to give you guys who the residuary beneficiaries are, okay, in detail, yani every residuary beneficiary. So he would take what? The remaining. How do we calculate the base number? What is it out of? Three, good. We always take the denominator. If there is one fraction in the equation, if there is just one fraction, what do we do? Take the denominator. Pretty simple. How much do we give the daughters? What's 3 divided by 3 times 2? 2? 2/3 of 3? Huh? How much do we give them? 1. Simple. And whatever is left, they share it amongst themselves. Pretty straightforward, huh? We're not done yet. great, 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 great grandson of the deceased, of course. Huh? The wife. How much are you going to give the wife? Why? When do you give her an eighth? Providing that there is a condition. What's that condition? There are children of the husband that he has left behind. Is that the case here? So how much you give her? If there weren't any children in the equation, how much should you get? So how much here? Eighth. These five daughters, what do they get? Why? Huh? No brothers, but there is a sister in the equation. So how much do we give? A thuluthain. I had a great, 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 great grandson. How much does he get? Is he a residuary beneficiary? Or is he someone that the Sharia has allocated an amount, or a specific amount to, should I say? So what do we write? R. Tayyib. Base number. Everyone should know this. Huh? 24? Why is that? You guys have these mathematic rules. Huh? Well, but give me what I taught you guys. What did we mention? When is it out of 24? So you have the first group. What was the first group again? Huh? We said half. Half of half is a quarter. Half of a quarter is? Eighth. Excellent. What's the second group? Two-thirds. Half of two-thirds is? A third. Half of a third is? A sixth. We mentioned. If the eighth now comes with the second group, what is it out of? 24, huh? What's two-thirds of 24? Why are you guys hesitating for? This is what you learn in school. Guys, not every question I ask is a trick question, brothers. It's like you guys are terrified of the trick questions. Hey, two-thirds of 24 is? Huh? 16. Taib, the wife. What's an eighth of 24? What if there is four wives? Jameel, excellent. There is three wives or four wives, still the same amount. But they just have to sit down with one another and share it. Allahu a'lam though, whether they'll ever sit down with one another. Yeah? Hey, how much left?
Five.
Who takes that? Great, 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 great. So whether it's a great grandson or a great, great grandson or a great, great, great grandson or a great, 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 great grandson or five, great, 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 it falls under it. When we say a grandson, وَإِن نَزَلْ, anyone that comes after him as well, the same ruling applies. واضح؟ I think that's pretty straightforward, صح? We're getting somewhere. I'm going to dedicate one lesson where I'll give you guys worksheets, huh? And we have to practically do it, huh? We're talking about from the son. Ibn al-Ibn. Huh? We're not talking about... Here we're speaking about, let's just say for example, I have a son, call him Muawiyah, and then he has children. And then, sorry, I have a son called Muawiyah, Muawiyah has Muhammad, and then Muhammad has Abdul Rashid, and Abdul Rashid has Jabir. Yeah? That's the great, 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 great grandson. I think I mentioned four, right? And even the one that comes after, if he's alive, for argument's sake, huh? If he's alive, which is very far-fetched anyway, huh? They're alive, and he happens to be in this position where there is money left over after everyone has been given their share. He will take a share. Well, let's say, for example, I have a son called Muawiyah. Muawiyah passed away, Allah yarhamuh. He left behind Abdul Rashid. Abdul Rashid finds himself in this similar situation here. Does Abdul Rashid take anything? Yes. He's a residuary beneficiary. Make sense? No one else. Do you know anyone else?
No, last week we only went through
they are the only.
Yeah.
Everyone that I mentioned last week is the only people are entitled to them fractions. To them amounts.
So if your son has a daughter who has a son, that's all getting
shared. Now remember we said that if there is a woman in between, then they're not considered residuary beneficiaries, asib. طيب